Hello, this is Sandra from Very Good at Dreaming podcast. At my kitchen table, I have a new guest, finally a guy again, because in this season, a lot of women are talking. This is Jacco, and he's the co-founder of the program Angels and Dragons, with which he connects investors with entrepreneurs. Am I right?
Very good.
Okay. And he's also known as the Financieel Vrije Vent, the financial free guy. And that, of course, is a link to the podcast you heard before from Janneke. Yes. So he will tell all about this. So welcome, Jacco, to the podcast. I'm very pleased that you are here. Can you please introduce yourself and tell something more about you as a person and also as an entrepreneur?
Of course. But first, thank you very much for having me here.
Welcome.
Letting me talk about the program, letting me talk about the dreams. Since I'm an entrepreneur, I found out that it's very important to talk about your dreams, whatever it is, a Ferragudo dream or a different kind of dream. Because when you talk about things that is your dream, it's more likely that it's going to be, it's going to happen, of course. So I'm very happy all the time when people ask me for a podcast. This is my first in English.
Okay. Exciting.
So it's not my native language, but we'll try to do the best as we can, of course. Yeah. And to introduce myself, I'm living here in Ferragudo. That's, of course, the link. And really loving it. We're now for a half a year. I think if you heard the last podcast with my wife, you already heard about why we are going to Portugal. We've been trying some different countries as well, but to be honest, Algarve, Ferragudo is really the best place on earth to be.
Totally agree.
We're talking with people that live here and they say, oh my god, it's so cool that you've been living in Curacao, in Panama, in Mexico. And I said, but for you it's got no point because you're in the best place on earth.
But that's to be true. Here, end up in the Algarve, that's really a compliment for Portugal and for the Algarve after your travels.
It's so nice because like every corner you're turning around, you're in a different kind of postcard. Mm-hmm. It's so beautiful. Whatever you like, the sea or the center of a small town, fisherman's town.
It's all here.
It's so nice. And in Dutch, I always say, nieuwe uitzichten bieden nieuwe inzichten.
Yeah.
And now I'm trying to find a good translation for that. But it's like
New views give new insights.
Yeah, new insights. Yeah. And whatever you feel like me, like this is for you working out and then the Netherlands. Yeah, you and me, we know it's kind of flat. It's kind of the same green areas all the time.
Yeah.
And with a gray sky. And then when you come here, I mean, for creative people like me, I think, this is really the best place that you can work and can live.
Yeah.
And like you're doing the workations here, I think, for this.
Yeah, of course. Workations. And I also work for my clients in the Netherlands, of course. Yeah.
So,
tell something more from Angels and Dragons.
Yeah, so like a couple of years ago, my wife and I, we found out that it's possible to work for money all the time, but it's also possible to let money work for you.
Mm-hmm.
And that's where the investment dream started, like financial freedom. It doesn't have to be with doing nothing in lying on the beach all the time. Mm-hmm. It has to be with doing what you really like to do.
Yeah.
And then we did like to invest. We did like to get in a network with a lot of entrepreneurs. And then we found out like, okay, there's a lot of things that you can invest in. We have been trying like the real estate, the crypto, the NFTs, the gold and the silver. Just name it. And we've
everything.
Tried it ourselves. And we've been working together with specialists on these points. And then I realized that a lot of times when you do investment, it's like the investigation is the point where you can learn, like what is the best stock to invest in when you're going to the stock market, something like this. But then after you do the investment, you place your money there, it's a kind of gone. Then it's that's what you do and you don't learn anything else.
No.
But when you do angel investment, and that's the bridge that I'm making to Angels and Dragons, it's different because you're getting a part of the company.
Mm-hmm.
Most of the times you it's in a stock, so you've got
you invest in another company.
Yeah, you invest in another company. And this is really interesting for investors and also for entrepreneurs that have enough cash flow or they sold their company.
Mm-hmm.
And then their experience and then the people that they know, they can used to help other companies.
Is it a bit like, can I see that like private equity?
Yeah. And like many people know it from the TV show like Shark Tank or Dragon's Den. They know these programs and they know it as a, you know, just to watch.
Yeah, yeah.
And I was watching it and I was thinking like, oh, this is a nice company. I want to invest as well. And I've got a good idea for this company. And I know someone that can help this company.
Yeah.
And then I thought, oh, this show has been recorded like half a year ago and it's gone.
Yeah.
So we thought, like me and my business partner Edwin Schaasma, we thought, okay, we make this program, you know, but then interactive with the followers. And because there are not enough people know how to do investment in companies, like the smaller companies, we decided to create a year trajectory where you can learn how to invest in companies.
Okay.
Because it's different from the stock market.
So you teach them how to do that.
Yeah, how to evaluate the companies, how to evaluate a business owner, how to bring extra expertise into the program of this company.
And how do you do that with life coaching?
We start up with a day that's a life trajectory. And like actually, because Dragon's Den, the TV program, was my, like, you know, where the dream of Angels and Dragons started.
Yeah.
So I went to the best that I could imagine. And that was the one that has been starting up with Dragon's Den in the Netherlands.
It's, okay.
His name is Bernd Minkens, if you have LinkedIn and you want to.
Yeah.
Yeah. So he knows a lot and he's helping people how to invest in companies. And later on, you have a year trajectory where we do all kinds of things with all kinds of specialists, helping you along the way.
Yeah.
And then, of course, we have the program where entrepreneurs that want to raise money that's most of the time a scale-up, you know, they've been working on some product or a thing that they do, and now they want to scale up. We bring them into our Siri program, and then we make very good video for them, with them, of course, and then people can invest in them. So we have two tasks.
Okay, and then you make like a fund? Or something and funds, and then you put the companies in there.
Yeah,
so then you raise the money.
The company does this themselves.
Oh, okay.
So we're just a platform.
So you learn them how to do that.
Yeah, a platform with a group of investors that are actively investing not only in companies but also in themselves and in the network.
Okay, and are there certain kind of branches you like to have in that?
We just like to do companies that bring something beautiful to the world.
Okay.
So
it has like sustainability or something, or
sustainability.
Or products that.
But it can
help
actually
anybody.
It can be everything. But we're trying to look with a view like, oh, is this good for the world?
Okay.
So we have like food that is better for people, because we know, like many people, if you go to the supermarket. Yeah, 95% of the products are not so healthy.
No.
So if there is like a company with, like, we have healthy shakes, you know, it's help me with vervangen.
Replace.
Yeah, to replace normal meal to a healthy shake. So,
but it's
things
also,
like
is it
this is
like for a diet or for just nutrition.
Both.
Okay.
So you have everything. So this is one of the companies that has been. We have Holland Bio Products. It's like the new kind of farming. They make the abilities for that. So
But it's a bit of a trend, of course, I think, because a lot of companies want to do something that's better to make the world a better place.
Yeah. But the thing is, you know, nowadays the banks and the governments are not so willing to help smaller companies grow up, like not helping the scale-ups. It's very difficult to get money from the banks for a company.
Yeah.
Because it's more work for them and it's bigger risks.
Yeah.
So this is a problem, and that we are solving with the equity that we can bring for them.
Yeah. And do you have a lot of companies already now in the program?
Yeah. Well, we're busy now a half a year, and we have been funding 7 or 8. I think next week I can say eight companies. And as now it's growing, because now we get like a lot of questions from companies to fund money. We're going internationally. You here? I still have to make the change to English. So, but we're changing now also to the international market, because we started in the Netherlands.
Yeah.
It took us a couple of months to make the best.
But it's
flow for the.
Yeah, but it's quite, if you already have like 7 companies.
And yeah, it worked
in 1 year.
I think we raised now in 6 months 2 million for companies.
Yeah,
so
and how should
start,
I see?
And now we're actually scaling up ourselves.
Yeah, and how should I see that when you say you go international?
Yeah.
How do I see that? Do you, because you're living here and now in Portugal?
Yeah.
Are you going to become the expert on the Portugal branch?
Not especially Portugal.
No.
I think, we started it this now. We say to each other, okay, let's start in the Netherlands to get familiar with the system.
Yeah, you know the
And now
people,
everything, we know how to do the series because we started with the live show, but we make a series of it because it's kind of boring to watch only the presentation all the time. So we want to bring, like you do, the stories of the company, and then when you think, oh, this is something for me, this kind of product I like, this I know how this works, then you can see the pitch deck and the presentation. You can just grab it from the website that we have, Angels and Dragons.
Yeah.
And so
and
I
the
think,
companies, what do companies need to do to get your interest?
They can just find out me on LinkedIn.
Yeah.
Jacco van den Brink is my name. Mm-hmm. Or you can just go to the website, to the LinkedIn Angels and Dragons, because until now it's kind of in Dutch, but there you can find us. You can also go to the website. And then you can just make an appointment with us for a half hour of chat. And before we do this, you send us your pitch deck. So we have, and if we have the pitch deck, we will decide if we think it's good or not. And if it's not, there's no problem, because we also have a business coaching program. We have got a network with all kind of experts that maybe can just help you to reach to the level that we think is needed to pitch for our investors.
Oh, okay.
So there's a couple of things that we're checking with our team.
Yeah.
Like, of course, how are your numbers?
Mm-hmm.
And is the product or the thing that you deliver, is it scalable?
Mm-hmm.
Can it go international? Like we are going to do now.
Yeah.
Things like this we're checking, and then we make a deal with you.
Okay. No. Well, sounds really interesting.
Yeah.
Maybe I will knock on your door sometime.
Well, yeah.
Well, now this was a lot about angels and dragons.
Yeah.
What about you? There is also the man behind.
Yes.
So, what are your hobbies? How's your life like?
Well, I'm really not from an entrepreneur kind of family or system where I was living in. So, I have been working for a long time for the police,
mm-hmm.
for the government, and but it was like, it was always attracting me, like, how is entrepreneurship working? So when I saw something on the TV, like we're talking about mm-hmm. Dragon's Den or things like that. Even when I was when I was working with the police,
mm-hmm.
I was doing the interviews with the criminals.
Oh, okay.
And the thing I liked about it the most, and what was working also very good in the interviews, was complimenting them. Not with the crime they admitted, but in crime, there's a lot of things that come close to entrepreneurship.
Oh, really?
Like you have to be technical, you have to be deal maker, you have to be, it depends of course what kind of crime you do, but
of course,
the most people that are committing crimes are entrepreneurs.
You have
in
to plan,
the basic.
You have to plan before.
You have to plan, they always have big dreams. That's also where the...
Of course, yeah.
Where, you know, we were always trying to help them with, in Holland, we call the three we's, and it's like the wife, the woning, where you live, and work.
Okay.
But what did we offer them always, like in a supermarket, a job, like
mm-hmm.
minimum loan?
Yeah.
You know, but these criminals are entrepreneurs with big dreams, and
yeah.
we offer them all small kind of things, safety, because from our point of view, like, working at the police, at the government,
mm-hmm.
it's like you're always looking for safety.
Yeah.
These guys aren't.
No.
These guys want
to... There was
to
a looking
bet.
Over their shoulders.
These guys want to bet their whole life for their big dreams.
Yeah.
And that
yeah.
was where the problem was all the time. And I already felt this when I was working there. So
yeah.
there was always kind of, yeah, feeling like entrepreneurship, and together with my wife, we always thought like, oh, living abroad would be cool. I've been living when I was 18 in Italy, working in a restaurant. Mm-hmm. So that for me was always, I think for us, freedom is really big
yeah,
thing.
Yeah, you just keep on moving.
Yeah.
Because movement is bringing you somewhere that you want to go, yeah, that you want to be.
Yeah. And I feel like people always have like things in their mind why they cannot do it. Like,
mm-hmm.
Oh, like sure. Children is yeah. a thing. Having a house with a mortgage on it.
Mm-hmm.
There are so many things that people keeping away from chasing their dreams.
Yeah.
Like the work in a country.
Yeah.
And when they decide to not think of this and follow their dreams,
just do it, yeah.
They will always find out that they're closer to themselves because their dreams,
yeah.
they come from somewhere, you know?
Yeah, and they say, why did I do it before?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And if you listen to people on the day that they are going to die and they know I'm going to die, they always regret things, but
yep.
not the things that they did. They
yeah.
always regret the things
what
that they didn't
do. Yeah.
And I think for me and my wife, we are really the kind of people that, yeah, we feel like, okay, we can just do it. And
yep.
most of the times it worked out fine because you come closer to yourself,
yep.
to your capacity.
Yeah. yeah, just
that's a little tongue breaker, but everyone knows what I'm going
capacities.
To say.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
And you're also a father.
That's true.
Of a very vibrant little girl. Let's call it that way.
Yeah. Well, she's actually the best show, the best showgirl. No, not the showgirl. She's the best showmaker of the,
yeah.
of the family.
Yeah.
So,
yeah,
she's... Yeah. Yes, she's adorable.
And you have another one on the way.
That's true.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So like a Portuguese baby.
Yeah, my daughter was, it was kind of funny. My daughter is 5 years old and
mm-hmm.
she was crying on a certain point because the baby is going to be born, we think, in Portugal. And she said, no, then it's a Portuguese baby and I cannot talk with her.
But she's at school here, so I think she can speak Portuguese better than...
Yeah, I
yeah.
think the kids will be talking Portuguese better than
yeah,
we
because
do.
Because for us, it's our brains don't capture the Portuguese words sometimes.
No.
But
maybe if you have kids, you will have to start learning
yeah, yeah,
it faster
to.
As well. So
yeah.
I'm happy actually for this. But here in Algarve, people are yeah so good with English, and that's a problem
it is.
For learning the Portuguese language. So I think we just have to stop working for 3 weeks or something and go all the way into Portuguese.
Yeah, and that's a good
otherwise,
idea.
Because I have been doing a couple of trainings now once a week and...
No,
well,
that's nothing.
Not
no,
working.
You have to do it every day.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, we have to go to the, like in the Netherlands, you have the nuns.
Mm.
You can go to the nuns.
Yeah, that's the best thing.
And then work there.
Yeah.
Work from there.
Yeah.
So, but now, well, you're in Ferragudo now for half a year.
Yeah.
Some, and why here specifically?
Oh, that was a kind of coincidence. We know people that used to rent a house here.
Mm-hmm.
And we've been seeing some because they're on Instagram showing things
yeah.
of their life. We saw and we asked them like, how is it over there? And yeah, it was like, I think you have heard enough stories about Ferragudo in the
yeah.
in the podcast.
Yeah. Well, I know why I'm here.
Yeah. So we thought, okay, let's start there. And when we drove to Portugal, already when we crossed the border, it was like, oh my God, we're home, but then more beautiful.
Yeah.
And like the Portuguese people are like, I think the mindset is the same as Netherlands people. Like they a little bit more relaxed, but they like to have a joke, a small talk.
They
really
want to live
friendly,
a nice life. They want to live the good life.
Yeah.
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 But also work. They also work hard to get where they want to be.
Yeah.
But only in a different
flow.
Tempo, a
yeah.
different flow.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. A little bit more relaxed. And that's because I think there's more space around you. So the space is also getting into
yeah.
your brains and
yeah.
that makes it more relaxed.
It gives you more freedom.
Even when I'm very busy, but when I bring my daughter to the school and I drive through the landscape here,
yeah.
it's like, oh yeah, don't worry too much. I mean, there's place for all the things that we have to do. Something
yeah.
like this.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And is your plan to stay here in this area?
Yeah, that's the plan, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. A little bit more, maybe we think a little bit more land inwards, because we don't mind drive 10 or 15 or 20 minutes to the coast.
No.
The coast is really beautiful.
Yeah.
Especially for running or walking, like on the cliffs, is so different from the Netherlands. So
yeah.
Yeah. So much more different views. That's yeah, what I like. Is, all the
yeah.
time.
Because running and walking, you do that to relax yourself.
Yeah.
Because I think you're quite busy with
don't become too fat from the Portuguese food, of course.
Oh, I know. No. Pastel de nata.
No, yeah, I think running or walking is the best thing also for your creativity.
Yeah, yeah.
And to keep everything on the right balance and place.
Yeah.
You know, sometimes things get too big in your head.
Yeah.
And then when you do a run around the coast and then think, that's actually everything I need. So all yeah. the other things.
And then you stand on the cliff and you think, okay, this is my kingdom. I do that.
Yeah. Well, I don't even want it to be mine. I'm just happy with everyone that comes. But I've never been here in like the summer months. So no. I don't know if it's like too busy then.
Well, it is different.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So that, but I think when we have a house like a little bit more land inwards, where it's really, you can find quite places.
Yeah.
It's like everywhere. Like I know it from Schorl, the place where I used to live in the Netherlands.
Yeah.
Like when you're in the center, you think like, oh, this is madness. But then when you walk 200 meters to a place that you know,
yeah, then you have like peace
totally
and
quiet.
Yeah.
So
yeah, you can look it up. You can, if you want some more things around you or more people around you, can go there. And you can always go back to your safe place.
Yeah.
I think.
Yeah. And people are really relaxed here. I think also when it's going to be more busy.
And what's your favorite thing about Portugal or about the Algarve?
It's, for me, it's just the landscape.
Hmm.
And then you think, oh, that's one thing. No, it's so many things. The landscape here is so diverse.
Yeah, it is.
So I think for me it's the landscape.
Oh,
yeah.
Okay. Nice.
Yeah.
Well, you always wanted to be an entrepreneur.
Yeah.
From day one. Have you become what you always dreamed about? Was it your dream to be like this?
Actually, I'm not done yet because like the dream of Angels and Dragons for me is that it becomes so big. That we can do as many companies as we want to do the funding,
mm-hmm.
that the companies are also part of the Angels and Dragons network and helping each other as well. That will be easy because like some investors are investing in like more companies. So the things they learn from the company, they can introduce to the next company.
Yeah.
And the thing is like when the network is so big and we all want to share things with each other, and that's what we do. We also have like, people that are wetenschappelijk, scientifically
mm-hmm.
Teaching the company owners and the investors like how your brain works.
Okay,
because
nice.
Just 3% of the choices that you make are rationally.
Yeah.
The other things are just feelings.
Yeah.
So it's really important that you understand how your brain works. So this is also a thing that we put into the program. And the big dream is because nowadays I see like the banks and the governments are having more power and we want to have the freedom with the company owners and the investors together.
Yeah.
So we should help each other. And if we have a lot, that's because you asked before, like what type of companies would you like to have in mm-hmm. Angels and Dragons? We like to have all types. So we can help each other. We have like a second economical system.
Yeah.
That's actually the big dream.
Yeah.
That we are not depending on the government or the banks.
No.
We can always help each other out and make it good for each other because we have interest in each other.
And in what time frame you would like to do this? Is that your dream for the next 2 years or 5 years?
I think 3 years is the longest that you can make plans.
Mm-hmm.
Like if you ask me how long will you stay in Portugal, I think if I'm going to say forever, then it's like
don't know.
So my dreams are always for 3 years maximum,
okay.
And this is kind of a big dream. But I think in 3 years,
you can make a start.
We can, yeah. we can reach, yeah, fair good start of this.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Nice.
Yeah.
And for you personally, what's your goal? What are your goals?
Maybe like it's all have to do with freedom and to do the things that we love the most and we can give the most.
Mm-hmm.
And we can do certain things that we just really like.
Yeah.
Like I would like to go for a restaurant or just a snack whenever I want. And,
yeah.
You know, this is
without thinking
of, yeah, about things like this. I want to go to all the Olympics. Like these are my personal things that I really like to do. So I should make my life like this, that is possible, yeah, if I want.
Yeah.
I want to own myself companies, like investing companies, mm-hmm, at least 8 to 10 all the time and just make that rotating.
So
I learn a lot of investing in companies myself, of course.
Yeah.
And build Angels and Dragons. And then, yeah, I think this is the most important. And it's always a mindset thing.
It is.
Yeah.
But they're great goals.
Yeah.
And as far as I can see and I can hear that you are going to reach those goals.
Yeah,
for sure.
For me, it's not a question. It's just a question how long or is
yeah,
it
how long will
left
it take?
Or right that we have to go.
Yeah,
it have to happen. And of course, the most important is like the family.
Of course.
And that's where we live and how we live and how it's going to.
Because that's the base.
Yeah.
So we always come, we've almost come to an end.
Of the
half hour podcast.
Yeah.
I always ask my guests if they have something inspiring to tell the listeners.
Oh yeah. I should know that this was coming. But I think we already been speaking about this through the podcast. I always say to people, you're not a tree, because people used to, and it's also always mindset, to bunt themselves in a place or in a certain way of doing things, because they say, they always say, because, ..
Yeah.
You know, yeah, I need to make a living. I need to, my child is used to this place or school, or I have, I need a house like this, or, but there's so many things that you can change and you can, you don't have to change it like from today until tomorrow.
No,
but
you can take a while.
Start working on it, you know?
Yeah.
You can start working on your mindset, your things that you want to reach.
True.
So don't
keep yourself
in
smaller,
a position that you
yeah.
don't want to be
yeah.
and start working on the things that you like to do, because this is most of the times is also the thing that you're best in whenever you start it. And that's very important. Just don't try it 2 times. Try it 100 times.
Okay. Well, thanks a lot, Jacco, for these inspirational words. I think our listeners will love that, and they will listen with great pleasure to this podcast. So thank you again for being my guest.
Yes.
This was Jacco van der Brink. Well, you can find him on LinkedIn, of course. And if you have some questions, more questions about Angels and Dragons, then he can tell you all about it.
Yes.
So thanks a lot for listening again, and we'll we hear each other for the next podcast. Thanks a lot. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.